You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis received the participants in the General Chapter of the Order of Cistercians of the Strict Observance, the Trappists, which is taking place in Assisi from the 6th to the 27th of September. Part of the larger Cistercian family, which traces its origin to the year 1098, the OCSO follow the rule of Saint Benedict, dedicating their lives to the search for union with God through Jesus Christ in a community of sisters or brothers. All Cistercian monasteries are dedicated to Mary, the Mother of God, and the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Mother is the order's patronal feast. The OCSO General Chapter is the supreme authority in the order and is prepared by a central commission elected by the previous chapter and whose members are chosen by the various regions of the order. There are formally two separate chapters, one for monks and one for nuns, though they meet together every 3 years to foster peace and charity among themselves and to make appropriate decisions for maintaining the patrimony and unity of the order.
Voi siete chiamati a individuare obiettivi e percorsi per vivere con autenticità sempre più grande la vostra vocazione e la vostra consacrazione.
In remarks prepared for the occasion of the special audience with participants in the current General Chapter, and delivered Saturday morning in the Apostolic Palace, Pope Francis said, "From the outset, the Cistercians of Strict Observance have made themselves known for their great sobriety of life, convinced that to concentrate on the essence and thus to reach more easily the joy of the spousal encounter with Christ should be a valid help."
Il vostro ordine, come ogni istituto religioso, è un dono fatto da Dio alla Chiesa.
The Holy Father went on to say this element of spiritual and existential simplicity preserves all its value as a mode of witness in today's cultural context, which too often leads to the desire for ephemeral goods and illusory artificial paradises. Throughout its history, said Pope Francis, your order has known times of grace and moments of difficulty. But it is always preserved in fidelity to the sequela Christi, having as its purpose the glory of God and the good of the people.
Testimoniare il vostro carisma nell'oggi della Chiesa e della società.
He went on to say, continuing in the way of your spiritual tradition, may you read the present state of the order in its shadows and lights, and in the novelty of the spirit identify with courage new possibilities and occasions to witness your charism in the present of the Church and of society. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.